Do you want to get more clients and impact the world? Do you want to position yourself as a go-to expert in your niche? Hi, my name is Nick Tai. I'm a coach, copywriter, and content marketer. In this podcast, you are going to discover inside the secret on content marketing, funnel building, and persuasion. So join me now on Content to Clients podcast. And also check contenttoclientpodcast.com for more information. Hey, what's going on? Nick Tai. Here's today I want to share with you the top three content marketing secrets I learned personally from Russell Brunson. So if you know Russell, you know he's an amazing guy. He's the founder of ClickFunnels, and he also is the author of many books. So I basically bought all of his books, right? So he got many books, so I love him a lot. And also right now, I'm in his high ticket like coaching program. So the first thing I want to share with you today is the thing I'm doing right now, that is modeling, right? So Russell have a term called funnel hacking, which means every time you try to build a sales funnel or you try to do marketing, you want to see what is working right now and you want to model after them. So you don't want to start from scratch and do all the trial and error because it would be too hard for you to find the right way. So the best way you can do about that is you can see what's working in the marketplace. You can go follow your competitors. You can go follow the industrial leaders and see what they are doing, then try to model after them. So that is modeling, right? But modeling is not copying. So you don't just not copy their picture, their copy word by word. No, you just want to take out the element that is crucial for their success and you want to implement that into your business. And that's one of the best way for you to create any kind of content. The second secret is making things easy. So I remember 10 years ago when I first started, I tried to learn copywriting, I tried to learn email marketing, but everything is so complicated. But actually, I went through it. So I remember the copywriting course is like 2 months long, right? But I'm the only student who finished the course because most people, they drop out because there are too many steps, it's too complicated, right? So I remember when I was learning that there are so many things I have to remember, there are 11 steps, there are 7 steps to write a copy, things like that. So it's so complicated and it takes so much time for me to understand that, right? But when I started to learn from Russell Brunson, I found he's actually so amazing about making things easy, right? So I remember when I first started reading his book, I say, wow, I understand the content like instantly, right? He make things so easy. So there are three things he's doing to make things easy to understand. The first one is he tell a lot of story, right? So he's trying to use the story to make me feel, wow, this thing actually matter, right? So he used story a lot. So every time he tried to teach you something, before he starting the teaching, he actually tell you a story. So story is really big. I try to do that all the time because I know story is so important. Actually, I'm not someone who is good about telling story, but I still try to practice that a lot, right? And another one is he use framework, which means he give you the step-by-step process. So even though maybe it's actually really complicated, he tried to create a really simple framework you can easily remember and apply to your copywriting, right? So if you learn copywriting on email marketing, you know there actually their lead, their subject line, their body, things like that. So there are so many parts on the email, but actually Russell just make it super easy to remember. So he just create a framework called Hook Story Offer. So you can just easily apply this to your email marketing. You can use his framework to write your email. So you don't have to remember what is the lead, what is the body, what is the call to action. No, you don't need that, right? Another one is he used lots of doodle images, right? So if you read his book, you know he's using all kinds of like cartoon, like doodle pseudo images. It's kind of fun to watch, to read, but actually it's actually can help you remember. So when you are doing your content marketing, one of the best way is you can use some like picture, some doodle images to help your audience remember more. And the last content marketing secret I learned from Russell is publishing daily. Right, so it actually means you have to be consistent on your publishing. So I remember when I first joined his high ticket program, he told us to publish like daily. So by then I was saying, no, daily, no, impossible. We got work to do, we got things to do, we are too busy, we can't publish daily. But when I tried to model after him, and I tried to follow his page, when I tried to follow his Instagram pages, I noticed that's exactly what he's doing every single day, right? So he got on live every day. He got on Instagram every day. So I was like, yeah, he's doing that. So it's maybe possible. So I tried to start my YouTube channel and then I can actually experience the benefits of publishing daily. So if you go to my YouTube channel, if you see my very first episode, you know that it's really horrible, right? So I was shy. I was awkward. I didn't know how to look at the camera. I didn't know how to smile. Just like, yeah. So if you can practice like publishing daily, you can first, you are practicing every day, right? You are improving every day because the more you do, the better you will become, right? So that's the reason why, even though I cannot publish daily, to be honest with you, because sometimes I'm really tired, sometimes I'm really busy, I still will recommend you to follow this instruction, publishing daily, right? So that's it. So those are three secrets I learned from Russell Brunson about content marketing. The first one is you want to model after those who are successful. Second one is you want to make your content easy to understand. So you can use stories, you can use doodle images, you can use framework, right? And also you want to be consistent, ideally publish daily. Yeah, so that's it for this episode. And by the way, if you really want to learn from Russell, I highly recommend to grab his book, right? So you can go to getsecretsbook.com to grab your free copy. So it's getsecretsbook.com. So I hope you enjoyed this episode. I will see you soon in the next one.
Hey, thanks for listening. To learn more about how to get more clients using content marketing, please check contenttoclientspodcast.com. Also, you can check my personal blog at nicktie.com. Thanks again, this is Nick Tai. Be sure to subscribe my channel, and I will see you soon in the next episode.